Good morning, and welcome to Ferreycorp's first quarter 2020 conference call. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. After the presentation, we will open the floor for questions. At that time, instructions will be given as to the procedure to follow if you would like to ask a question. It is now my pleasure to turn the call over to Rafael Borja of i-advize Corporate Communications. Sir, you may begin.
Thank you, and welcome everyone to Ferreycorp's first quarter 2020 earnings conference call. Presenting on behalf of Ferreycorp and joining us from Lima, Peru, are Mrs. Mariela García, Chief Executive Officer, and Mrs. Patricia Gastelumendi, Chief Financial Officer. They will be discussing Ferreycorp and subsidiaries' consolidated results for the press release distributed by the company yesterday, May 6. If you have not yet received a copy of the earnings report, please visit www.ferreycorp.com.pe to download a copy, where there is also a webcast presentation to accompany discussion during this call. Before we begin, I would like to remind you that today's call is for investors and analysts only. Therefore, questions from the media will not be taken. Please be advised that comments made today by Ferreycorp's management may contain forward-looking statements, which are subject to various conditions that may differ materially. For a complete note on forward-looking results, please refer to the last page of the quarterly report. It is now my pleasure to turn the call over to Mrs. Mariela García, Chief Executive Officer of Ferreycorp, who will begin her presentation. Mariela, please go ahead.
Thank you, Rafael. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Ferreycorp conference call. Thanks for joining us and for your interest in the company. Today, we will review a brief presentation, which is available in our website, to discuss the main highlights and the company results for the first quarter 2020, according to the financial statements published yesterday. Let's start with a brief introduction. Due to the outbreak of COVID-19, the Peruvian government declared a state of emergency that began on March 16 and resulted in a halt in production and commercialization of all non-essential products, being essential food, energy, healthcare and sanitation, oil, and a few others. Ferreycorp and its subsidiaries have been complying with the obligatory social isolation declared by the government. Almost none of our activities have been exception from the shutdown and restrictions, such as the services in our workshops, the dispatch of inventories from our warehouses, customer reception in branches and offices, et cetera. Therefore, we have showed very little commercial activity during this period. Only a minimal part of our operations have been carried out to serve clients with activities accepted by their sector. The corporation immediately observed those regulations imposed, being our first priority the health and welfare of our employees, customers, suppliers, and other partners. The focus of management during these weeks has been, first, to continue customer relationship, assessing the business environment for months to come, and keep in contact with our represented brands. Second, to preserve business continuity by controlling expenses, assuring access to cash and working capital management. And three, taking care of our employees, and at the same time, prepare new standards and protocols to restart operations. The corporation and its companies are ready to return to operate again under high security standards, which include new protocols and processes to restart. We are expecting to restart this month based on latest information of four phases decreed by government, but are still in the process of confirming filings and authorizations. Our view is that we will start at a very much lower level of operations and commercial activity than the one pre-shutdown, and expect sales volume should return to normal levels by late third quarter or early fourth. We are confident that we will recover financial situation, just as we have been able to successfully get through difficult times over almost 100 years of existence. We are relying in our experience and the support of our stakeholders, and also resting assured on our strong business model, financial position, and resilience that will continue to position as well. Now, I would like to point out some highlights and important matters that happened in that month after our last call. After our last quarterly call. First, the extension of the national state of emergency until April 12th, After that extension, the board agreed not to carry out an annual shareholder meeting that was convened on first call for March 31st and April 16th on second call. This decision was taken given the inability to carry out the meeting due to the mandatory social isolation and border closure measures. As soon as the conditions allow us to hold a meeting of this nature, the board will adopt the necessary agreement to convene the annual shareholders meeting again. And this has been a matter of conversation in all meetings of the board from March 15th till today. So this is in the agenda, and this will be decided as soon as the measures by the government and all these isolation measures are lifted. And another thing to point out is that there has been little activity in our repurchase program that was approved late October 2019. We had repurchased 5.7 million shares last year and 11 million this year, 4 million in February and 7 million in March before the shutdown. Although the purchase of our common shares represent a desirable use of our available cash to increase shareholder value, our primary near-term objective is to prioritize liquidity and use credit lines to our operational needs and expenses. So any repurchase activity will not imply high cash utilization. Please turn now to slide 5 of our earnings presentation to discuss financial highlights for the first quarter. Consolidated sales for the first quarter declined 12% compared to those of first quarter 2019. And amounted to 1.2 billion soles, affected by the operation halt towards the end of the quarter in Peru and almost all the countries where we operate, really in all of them in different manners. Despite this situation, the delivery of Caterpillar equipment for mining customers, reflecting business closed in prior months, rose 53%. And other lines increased by 4% during this period, led by lubricant sales that went up 22%. It is important to mention that sales in the first 2 months were strong, even showing some small increase compared to 2019. Gross profit decreased by 13% and amounted to 293 million soles, derived from mainly the reduction of activities since the shutdown. On top of that, gross margin went from 25.2 to 24.9 in the first quarter 2020 as a result of the sales mix, where product support share in total sales dropped from 52% to 49% of overall sales due to deliveries of the spare parts and services that were delayed during the quarantine. In turn, operating profit was down 39%. To 77 million soles, led by lower gross profit that was not offset by a reduction in SG&A. Expenses amounted to 219 million soles, very similar to last year's first quarter expenses. It is worth noting that during the second half of March, the company recorded almost no sales, very little sales, but kept the expenses related to payroll. Company has not taken measures to remove personnel during these difficult conditions for the country and for citizens. We have kept employees and are supporting them through these challenging moments for individuals and families. On top of this, we must explain that SG&A was impacted by preoperative expenses to prepare our activities in an important mining project and also by IT expenses to improve our coverage and time of response nationwide. SG&A as a percentage of total sales therefore increased to 18.6% from the 16.1% as of March 2019. As mentioned in a previous call this month, or last week, the company has prepared a program to cut expenses, which will be deployed through the remainder of the year. It includes discretionary expenses such as consulting, traveling, training, events, among others. Additionally, and taking into account that a 15-day quarantine has converted into a 2-month one, we have agreed with employees a temporary pay reduction and also maximization of the use of the vacations provision. Our estimate of total reduction of expenses for the period April to December 2020 is close to PEN 100 million soles. First quarter 2020 EBITDA amounted to PEN 128 million soles and fell 30% compared to EBITDA reported on the same period last year, led by a reduction in operating profit affected by lower sales and gross margin. EBITDA margin reached 10.8%. Now let's move to slide 6 to review the net income during the first quarter 2020. In the first quarter, the company reached a net loss of 21 million soles compared to net income of 92 million soles during the same quarter 2019. This result compared to the first quarter 2019 is explained by, first, the EBITDA decreased by 30% on 55 million soles as a result of what we just explained, lower sales and margin, and still the same level of SG&A. And this result in EBITDA is also explained by financial expenses that fell 4% or 1 million soles. And this explanation of net loss. And mainly the FX loss that decreased by 431% or 104 million soles and was a loss led by the devaluation of the local currency against the dollar in both countries, Peru with 3.77% and Chile bigger of 13.8%. Also, depreciation and amortization went down 8% or 4 million soles, and income tax dropped in 42 million soles led by lower earnings before tax. At this point, I want to refer to the 80 million soles exchange loss recorded in this quarter, which is accounting-wise, as we always explain, because the inventory is registered in nuevos soles, but will be sold in dollars. This will allow the loss recovery in the upcoming month. As of March, the inventory reserve is in the range of 60 million soles. We will now review the commercial performance. Please turn to slide 8 to explain the behavior of main lines of businesses during the first quarter. When analyzing the results by lines, by business lines, almost all were affected by the operations halt in the latter part of the quarter. Sales of Caterpillar mining trucks and equipment for large mining customers amounted to 110 million soles and went up 53% compared to first quarter 2019, led by delivery of mining trucks and machines, reflecting business closed in prior months. These business lines represent 9% of total sales. Likewise, other lines grew 4%, mainly driven by lubricant sales that increased by 22%, as we mentioned before. On the other hand, parts and services achieved sales for 578 million soles, 18% below first quarter 2019. Please, let's go to slide 9 to review our results by group of companies during this first quarter. When we analyze sales by groups of subsidiaries, those from Ferrero Service and Unimag, the Caterpillar dealers in Peru, represent 73% of total sales and reduce 13%. Nevertheless, Caterpillar mining equipment that ramped up 53% as a result of important deliveries of mining machines to two mining customers. In turn, our Bix and Unimax sales dropped by 1.4% and 7.6% respectively, while Ferrero sales fell by 14.4%. Gross margin for this group of companies reached to 26% compared to gross margin in the first quarter 2019 of 26.7%, mainly driven by lower share of spare parts and services that accounted to 60% of overall sales of this group of companies. The companies that carry Caterpillar business and other lines in Central America represent 10% of total sales and went down only 3% compared to the first quarter 2019, mainly led by rental and used equipment business lines that surged 44% and spare parts services that enhanced 14%. The operational halt in almost all the countries where these subsidiaries are located started in the last week of March and affected mainly Centrac in Guatemala. On the other hand, Cogesa in Salvador increased sales by 10% and continued with its operation, attending customers from the agricultural sector essential activity that didn't stop. Gross margin during first quarter 2020 in these companies increased to 25%. The third group, the local subsidiaries and business abroad that complement the Caterpillar business, represents 17% of total revenues and decreased 12%, driven mainly by trade sales outside Peru that shrank 25%, derived from the delay of equipment deliveries due to the quarantine and that will be delivered during the second quarter this year. Gross margin for this group of companies reached 20% in this quarter. Now move to slide 11 to review the state of financial position main accounts. As we have informed before, as soon as shutdown started, we initiated a program to raise funds. By the end of March 2020, we maintained a strong financial position with a cash balance of $105 million and a balance sheet to provide liquidity in this period of economic uncertainty. Total assets amounted to 5.9 billion soles and increased by 8% or 416 million soles if compared to March last year. The variation in total assets compared to March 2019 is mainly explained by the cash and cash equivalent that rose by 251 million soles as part of the strategy taken by the corporation to increase liquidity in this environment. And also inventory that rose by 119 million soles led by trade screens that will be delivered in Chile and Peru in the upcoming months, and Unimax parts to serve their customers. Inventory of mining equipment amounted to $86 million and is related to delivery schedule for the upcoming months. Additionally, intangible assets that have been increasing in the last 2 years due to the investment in the ERP implementation. We'll refer to this when we explain our CapEx. The cash conversion cycle compared to March 2019 went from 163 to 169 days as of March 2020. This result is mainly impacted by inventory days that rose from 149 to 159, but benefited from collection days that dropped from 67 to 56 days. Payable days reduced from 53 to 47 days. We must point out that total receivables net of provision as of March 2020 account for $223 million. Mining represents approximately 48% of the accounts receivable portfolio as of March, and mining has continued to pay mostly on time, with a delay of very few days, reflected in an effective payment ratio of 70%. Meanwhile, construction represents approximately 20% of the accounts receivable portfolio. This sector has been affected in a greater extent by the operations held during this week. Some customers have asked to reschedule or postpone the installments, which is being analyzed case by case in order to attend those requests, especially in the case of those clients who have always shown their credit commitment. Now let's turn to slide 13 to discuss our topic. Net investment in fixed assets as of March 2020 reached to $7 million, composed mainly by the funding. $3 million that were invested in infrastructure and work in progress for additional works in the component rebuild center in La Jolla and for the refurbishing in Ferreira's main warehouse facility in order to update it to best practices on height and width in corridors. $3 million to replace units in the rental fleet and $1 million for components for mining equipment. The investment in intangible assets reached 13 million soles or $4 million in this quarter, mainly related to the implementation of ERP's SAP platform. Ferreira should go live in the second semester 2020 after the other subsidiary that went live last year. From that date, we will start to record the corresponding amortization according to the deadlines established by current accounting regulations. Since the beginning of the project in 2016, Ferricom has invested 196 million soles. It is important to mention that due to this challenging situation, we have adjusted the CAPEX budget for this year from $50 million to something around $20 million, still to be monitored and adjusted as needed. Now please turn to slide 13 to discuss the consolidated financial debt. As of March 2020, financial debt amounted to $732 million and rose by 25% or $148 million compared to March 2019, mainly driven by assets increase as a result of higher cash balance. It is important to mention that the financial debt includes $35 million derived from IFRS 16 application. Leverage ratio, net debt to EBITDA ratio, climbed to 3.4, and adjusted debt to EBITDA ratio reached to 2.4, both ratios within our covenant limit of 3.5. We also continue to maintain a 96% exposure to U.S. dollar denominated debt as seen in previous quarters. Since March 15, we've drawn down $240 million, both from local banks and Caterpillar Financial. As a result, we have assured cash to cover expenses, payments to suppliers, and importation of any required reposition of inventories, and also to cover any contingency in the upcoming months. At the end of March, maturities for 2020 account for $366 million as a result of new borrowings under the strategy to prioritize liquidity. We have rescheduled liabilities that were due between April and June, and we have assured medium-term financing during the quarantine, which will reflect in the next quarter results. In this way, current maturities as of March 2020 accounted to 62% of total debt. We must point out that in April, the debt maturity profile has improved. Financial expenses posted a 4% reduction and amounted to 22 million soles, even with more financial liabilities to cover the increase of assets as explained before. This was possible by a lower average interest rate in this first quarter of 4.3%, of 3.2% compared to the 4.3% last year. No? The impact of these new borrowings that we have explained that have been taken from March 16 here on, the impact in financial expenses will be seen in the months to come. Now I want to close my presentation with some remarks. We consider that the results of the first quarter 2020 reflect a very strong commercial performance in the first 2.5 months that have then faced the immediate halt of operations with support to employees. This strategy is in line with our mission to build a better world and the role we believe companies play in their societies. We're optimistic about the future of the business scenario in the remainder of the year, led by the strength of the industries we serve that shall lead the economic recovery of the countries where we operate, supported by the strong capabilities we have built. We will continue with our strategy aimed to profitable growth and shareholder value creation, leadership in the markets where we have presence, high customer satisfaction, and positive impact in stakeholders. Thank you for your time, and now we'll be glad to take your questions. As always, we will ask you to make sure that any telephone line issue does not interfere with our understanding of your questions. You can, if possible, you can also post them to Elizabeth Tamayo, our IR contact, who is with us today. Thank you.
At this time, if you would like to ask a question, please press the star and one on your touchtone phone. You may withdraw your question at any time by pressing the pound key. Once again, to ask a question, please press the star and one on your touchtone phone. One moment while we queue. And once again, if you would like to ask a question, please press the star and one on your touchtone phone. I will take our first question from Diego Albuquerque with Onyx. Please go ahead. Your line is open.
Hi. Good morning, Mariela. Thanks for the opportunity. I have two questions, actually. The first one is just to clarify. You have mentioned the debt that you have already negotiated during the quarantine, those $240 million. Just want to understand which part of that is already reflected at your quarter-end balance sheet, if any part, I'm not sure. And the second one, if you could just walk us through your expected cash generation or cash burn for the coming quarters, If we assume that activity will recover in the mid-May, but still keep in slow motion, how much of your working capital, and by this I mean how much of your inventory and account receivables would you be able to reduce in the coming quarters as a result of the deliveries, for instance, those Trax equipment that you have mentioned in your press release? Thank you very much.
Hello, Thiago. How are you? Thanks for your participation and for your question. And as we were explaining in the call, up to March, we had already raised part of those $240 million by the end of March. And that also reflects in the increase in our debt. Our debt increased to $732 million. So what we raised in the first 15 days was in the range of $100 million, which is what we have in our cash. We said that we have cash for $105 million. So that's we raised 0.5% of what we have done later on until today in those 240. Patricia, I don't know if you can confirm the numbers. So it's around $100 million that we're taking in the second quarter of March, and then $140 that were completed in the following weeks. Please, Patricia, can you confirm those numbers?
Yes. Yes, Mariela. Those are the amounts.
Okay. So that takes care of the first question. In the second one, Thiago, we will continue to adjust our scenarios. We are making a lot of assumptions, but we need to confirm those assumptions in the weeks to come. But our expectation is that our expenses will be reduced in this 100 million soles, close to 100 million soles that we mentioned throughout the call. Some of that, most of that in second and third quarter, because these reductions in payments to employees is a temporary measure in some companies only for 3 months, other companies for 4, other companies for 6, depending on each company's situation. And of course, if needed, we will discuss renewals of those agreements. But we think the critical moment is this second quarter, where we expect we can reduce our cash burn by around $10 million with, excuse me, less than that, $8 million by these different measures that we have taken. And also, well, with these different measures. And on top of that, we are projecting that the sales that we can have between May and June will allow us to generate gross profit in the range of 180 million soles, more or less, that can make whole of the operating expenses or operating outflows for this second quarter. That's more or less what we're envisioning right now. But we need to adjust our assumptions, as I mentioned, once we go back to business.
Just a quick follow-up.
Of course, the numbers I'm giving are for the complete quarter, but the situation in April is completely different because in April, we have not generated any of this gross profit or a very, very, very small one. But we believe that in May and June, we might be getting some gross profit that will pay our operating outflows. At this time,
thanks, Mariela.
We should call it operating because we're not operating, but our outflows, fixed outflows.
Thank you. Just a quick follow-up.
Thank you.
If you just to understand those equipment that you have are carrying at your inventories that should be delivered in the upcoming months. Have you talked recently to the clients just to understand more or less of how could be the timing of those deliveries and the consequent cash, the collectment of the receivables related to them?
Yeah, so we have a different product lines, you know, in the inventory. As it was mentioned in the call, one of the reasons why inventory increased from this March compared to last March is we have some cranes from the Trex company, and some of that for Chile, and we have been in very close contact with customers there, and they are very much interested in getting these cranes. It has been mainly banking procedures because these cranes are being financed by financial entities that have delayed these deliveries, and we expect to deliver them in the second quarter. The good news is that in Chile, the quarantine has been managed in a different manner, and we expect the impact in business has been lower than in Peru, and also we expect that these operations can be closed and fulfilled in a faster pace. No, we also have in our inventory trucks to deliver to an important project here, and I think we covered this in our call last week that has announced a suspension or postponement for some months, but we still expect to deliver these units in the fourth quarter. No, it will take more time to get them to the site and assemble them in the site, but we expect that can happen in the fourth quarter.
That's very clear. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Thiago. Thank you for your question and your participation.
And our next question comes from Dunde Ojo with Harding Levner. Please go ahead. Your line is open.
Good morning, Mirelia, and thanks for the call again. Just two questions for me. First is, do you know the exact date when your operations are going to be open again? And I'm talking about full opening where your warehouse is and your centers will be able to start serving customers again. I know you mentioned May in the press release, but I was wondering if you know the exact date right now or it's still not announced yet. And second question is on your covenant, the adjusted debt to EBITDA, which has a limit of 3.5 times. What are the penalties involved if you ever breach this covenant limit? Thanks.
Good morning, Sunda. Thank you for the call. Look, at this point, we don't have an exact date. So what the government has said, there's four phases for companies and businesses to come back to work, one for each month, you know, May, June, July, August. In May, there are 27 activities that are mainly the sectors that we serve, so mining, construction, you know, it is also mentioned machinery and equipment. So we understand that we are in this first phase, but it's not only, sorry, the bell is ringing here, and then the dogs get so concerned. We understand we are in this first phase in May, but on top of that decree where the government mentioned which are the activities and these phases, and this is the first phase, it has also imposed some filings and authorization procedures. So we need to send a letter to different ministries because we operate in different activities and sectors. And then you need to register the companies in a COVID system, integrated health COVID system that has been created. And we don't know exactly when we are going to get authorization to register ourselves there. So an exact date we don't have, but we expect it will be next week, no? On top of that, we need to take our personnel back to operations. We are instructing that any function that can be done from home will continue to be in home office. But then we will only move personnel that cannot perform from home, which is mainly warehouses and service shops, and also move people to the sites, you know, and that has to be coordinated with the mining companies. Usually our personnel gets in the mining companies to arrange buses, so that's a lot of coordination. So even though we can be ready for next Monday or Tuesday, and it depends on the authorizations, then another coordination needs to be with the mine. So, but we expect that will happen between next week and the next one. And we are doing the same for all the companies in the corporation, the same letters to the ministries and the registration on this health system. And we all know the companies, we have protocols. The protocols have been socialized with the employees, meetings with employees to make sure they understand the protocols. We are also working on procedures to make some tests to our personnel as we get availability to test, which is a scarce resource in the world and in Peru as well, in order to have a better understanding of the health of our employees and to avoid situations that will prevent us from being operative, no? So that takes part care of your first question. The second one regarding covenants, we need to point out that as of now, most of the debt arrangements are with 4 or 5 financial institutions, and all of them have also provided new borrowings in this strategy and program that we commented. So all of them are well aware of the situation. All of them are well aware of our projections, no? So even if we expect that going back to business in May will allow us to bring new EBITDA and be safe with the covenant at the limit, at the level it is right now, that is within the covenant. But even if we cannot bring EBITDA in the following weeks, we think that the conversation with these 5 financial institutions is going to be reasonable, and that they will allow us to navigate in this situation, given providing information, providing projections, and so on. No?
Okay. All right. Understood. I know that the probability of that happening is low right now, given where you are. Just wanted to get a sense of what the potential impact is. But this is very helpful. Thank you.
Thank you, Tunde.
And our next question comes from Luis Pardo with Compass Group. Please go ahead.
Hi, Mariela, Patricia. Again, thank you for the call and the caller and everything you guys do for the company. Just one quick question. How is your relationship with your mining clients? I know they have to go through protocols before you can start, but how is your payment chain behaving in this period where they are also impacted and you are impacted and everybody else is impacted? And the second part of the question is if you could give us more color on your relationship with CAT, because we saw the CAT financial support on the release. That is very reassuring. But if you could give us more color, it'd be very helpful. Thank you.
Thank you, Luis. Thank you for participating and for your question now. Yeah, as we mentioned at the introduction in the call, no, the management has been focused in several topics. No, being one of them, to keep very close relationship with our customers, not only mining but all of them. And as you know, we are structured in different companies, and each company also structured in different areas and on commercial divisions. So all of them have been in close contact with customers. Regarding mining, of course, we have been in close contact with them. We have used some small crews in some of the operations, so we are having personal contact every day still with them, no? And they have been eager to coordinate with the ministry of their sector to put together a protocol and be able to go back to work. So they are eager to do that, and we are in close contact with them to make sure that we go along with them, no? Very good communication and relationship. And at the same time, we were focused in keeping relationship with customers and also with our represented brands, you know, Caterpillar, ATCO, Packard, all of them. We have been having different calls throughout the shutdown. With Caterpillar, we have a weekly call at the regional management level, but there's also weekly calls in the different divisions, you know? So mining has calls, and construction has calls, and so on. And they are informing us dealers everything they are doing. First, to keep their financial position, they have also been announcing some financial structures, and also keeping their factories up to speed, taking care of any restraints from their suppliers. And they have been adjusting and managing around any shortage from any suppliers in any country, because we know this shutdown management has been varying in each week. It has been different in each country. So China is already after that, and Chinese operations are up to speed. And then Europe has some challenges, and then Latin America, but it has been varying through the different regions. So they have been informing to us, and all together, they have shown no relevant impact in their sourcing and manufacturing capabilities. So that's also very good news that they bring to our weekly meeting. Yeah? So very good relationship both with customers and represented brands. The same we had with ATCO last week. They have been also managing very well the supplying and manufacturing capabilities. Thank you.
Perfect. Thank you for the caller, and keep on.
Thank you.
And once again, if you would like to ask a question, please press the star and one on your touchtone phone. And we will pause a moment to allow questions to queue. Star and one if you would like to ask a question. And it appears that we have no questions at this time. I will now like to turn the program back to Mrs. Garcia for any closing remarks.
Thank you. So I want to thank you all for participating in our conference today and for your interest in FerriCorp. We will continue to bring information as we continue to measure the market, and when we go back to business and have more visibility on the recovery, in the pace and the profoundness of the recovery, we will get back to you, even if it is before our next quarterly results. We will continue to have this very close communication. We understand that you as investors and important shareholders want to have the most information possible of what is going to be our performance in the months and to come. In case you have any additional questions throughout this week and before our next call, please don't hesitate to contact us. We are all at your disposal, Patricia, Lisi, and myself. So thank you very much again for your support, for being close to us, and have a good day. Goodbye.